I met Jane. Jane and I met in New York a long time ago, and she was a New Yorker. I was a North Carolinian. It didn't look good on paper for a lot of different reasons, but we fell for each other, and there was nothing we could do about it. So after a while, the city got to me. I couldn't take it. I said, we got to get out of here. She said, cool, and we said, we got to find a place where we're both comfortable. I'm not taking you to North Carolina. I can't stay in New York. We got to find some place that feels like home. So we did this thing where we just said, we'd pick a city, and we'd go check it out. We'd stay in Austin, and we'd camp, and we'd just anywhere we felt like we wanted to check out. So flash forward to Tucson, Arizona. I don't know why we thought out west was the answer. But we're in Tucson on a Halloween night, and we're big fans of Halloween, and there is nothing going on. We're used to having parades or a party or something, and there was just, this is going to be the dullest Halloween we've ever had. And we're sitting at some hotel, and we say, it's getting dusk, and we say, let's just go sit in the bar and look at a paper and see what we can figure out. Something's got to be going on. So we're sitting in this bar, and it's sort of a sub-level bar, and there are windows going around the top of the thing. And we're sitting there having a conversation, and we're looking around, and there's nothing happening. And we see this, there's a ramp, like a luggage ramp or a handicap ramp or something that's outside. And we see this pair of floppy red clown shoes. That's all we see, just walking down the ramp. It's like, well, there's something going on. It's Halloween in Tucson. Something's happening. And then we're sitting there, and about 4 or 5 minutes later, another pair of clown shoes comes walking down the ramp. And then we saw one more pair of clown shoes, and we're like, what is going on with the clowns? And then a clown walks in the bar. It was a Bozo the Clown. And so it's me and Jane down at this end. Bozo comes and sits down. About 3 minutes later, this other clown comes in, but this one's got like a blue wig that's kind of half-assed, and the makeup doesn't look right. Bozo looks pretty good, but this one is like slopped together. And then one by one, the bar starts to fill up. And the two clowns knew each other. Hey, good to see you. Hey, order drinks. Then another clown comes in. Knockoff Ronald McDonald comes in. And this hobo clown comes in. And we're just kind of sitting there. They know each other. So it didn't take long till there are about 20 to 25 clowns at one end of the bar. And they're hammering back drinks. And they're all excited to see each other. And they didn't match at all. It was totally, they went from like 20-something to like into their 70s. If you really want to scare somebody on Halloween, wait till you're 70 and dress up as a clown. Emmett Kelly came in. A killer clown from outer space came in, which is a really scary clown. Sloppy Anna Nicole clown was there. And so they're sitting there, and they're all having a blast. And it's just like this tableau, this Dutch master of clowns that are just all hanging out. And finally, I can't take it anymore. And so I get my camera, and I walk down and say, hey, can I get a, you guys mind if I get a shot? And they all jump up, and they do a big clown pose. And it's just the wildest thing. And then they go, oh, you should get in the picture too. So the bartender comes around. Jane and I take the greatest photo we've ever had with 25 of these clowns. And so I said, so what's up? What's up? What's up, clowns? And they go, well, we're all a family. We've come from all over the country. We have this member of the family that dropped out about 20 years ago. We can't get him to come to Thanksgiving. We can't get him to come to Christmas. Nobody's talked to him. He's totally severed ties with the family. Nobody could get him to come. So we thought it would be a good idea to all dress up as clowns on Halloween night and go to his house and surprise him. So Jane and I are going, yes, good. This is a good idea. So they all get up. They're about to leave. I think we had some shots. They're all about to leave, and one of them says, "Hey, you should come with us." I'm like, "No, no, it's a family thing. You guys are good." No. And when 25 clowns start telling you that you need to do something, you go, "Okay, all right, give us directions." So we get directions to this party. We're supposed to be there at 9. We're supposed to be at this guy's house, so we don't surprise him, or we surprise him. Don't blow the surprise. And so Jane and I leave. We say, we've got to get a costume. We can't be clowns. We're not in the family, but we got to put on something. So we go to the drugstore. Everything's been ransacked. We get some red devil makeup and some rubber horns. And we're like, oh, devils. We'll be devils with the clowns. That'll be somehow. And so we get in the car, and we're driving out. And now we're going out of Tucson. We're, like, getting into the desert. And it's a beautiful night. Stars are out. But it's like, this is how's your Halloween going? And now the buzz is worn off, so it's like, what are we doing? And you know, are we too made up? Did we get too elaborate with this? Jane's got a beard, and so we pull up the house, this ranch house. There's a jack-o'-lantern, cactus, stars. It's beautiful, and there's no cars there. There's no car. I'm like, now how are the clowns? How are they all going to get here and surprise him without him knowing? And they wouldn't tell us exactly why he cut himself. I don't know if he had a. There was somebody may have said something about a drug problem, but it just was like, this is really, we are in the wrong place. And there was a Volkswagen Beetle. I promise you, a powder blue Volkswagen Beetle in front of it. Well, it was a clown car. And they all must have come in the clown car. So we park down the street, and we make our way up to the house. And we're just terrified trick-or-treaters at this point. We're like, we ring the doorbell, clown opens the door, and the devil makeup is the worst thing we could have done because nobody can recognize us now. They don't know who the hell we are. Who are these strange people that are crashing our party? So we go in, and we're hanging out in the kitchen, and the guy's about to show up. Everybody's in a panic, and the guy comes in. Nobody hides. Nobody jumps out and says surprise. The guy comes in, and everybody's just sort of setting up food, and it's like, oh, the clowns, and he freaks out. He just like... He looks, and you can tell his eyes are bugging out, and he's seeing everybody, and he just retreats into the back of the house. He's there for 5 minutes, and then he's gone. So now we're all just feeling totally strange. What have we done? This is the stupidest. But we all started to bond in the kitchen. And so clowns would go off and talk to the guy one by one and come back, and we're all hanging out, and we're just having this great time. And by the time it was over, it was time to go. We stayed about an hour and a half. And finally, by the time we're leaving, everybody's like hugging us, and it was just great. We're never going to recognize each other again. We're never going to see each other again. But thank you so much for having us, and this was a fabulous, we'll never forget this night. And then Jane and I left, and we're driving back to Tucson, and we just sort of said, you know, that felt like home. That was a community that if we just need to find a place that's a little weird, a melting pot. And it wasn't long after that, we moved to Baltimore. We've been here 20 years. And we're no longer devils. We are a part of our own raucous, non-matching, melting pot of clowns that we couldn't love more. So that's the clown story.